Okay, it's the Jace Edwards Radio Program. We have got ourselves a special guest holding on the line with us now. She is known as case model number 15, but she's also, get this, a professional model, an actress, and cheerleader. Now, she's cheered for Miami Heat. Okay, the Chargers, a few other teams, we'll get into that. She's been on a bunch of different movies, including Little Nicky with Adam Sandler, and she was one of the hot chicks in Orange County, but we know her now as case model number 15. Patrick through John, we have got Brooke joining us. Good morning, girl. How you doing? Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing really, really good. Now, you are case model number 15, correct?
Correct.
And I just got to say, on your list of accomplishments, it's cool you're on TV, but you've done a lot. You've been with the Chargers, with the LA Avengers, with the Lakers.
Yeah, I've made my rounds.
The Miami Heat? Wow. Wow. How long have you been in the game in terms of modeling and whatnot?
Well, I actually got into the business when I was 16.
Wow.
I was just a little pup, yeah. My mama, you know, I asked her about it, and as soon as I asked, she said, well, let's go find out, and went and joined an agency and started working. It was a ton of fun.
And from there, you're from Southern California, yeah?
I am, yes.
Okay, and where have you been taken to with the modeling? Like, have you got to do any, like, exotic shoots?
I mean, I've gotten to go to Panama.
Wow.
And that was pretty exciting. I actually have gotten to travel quite a bit. I went to Nice. I've been to Athens. So I can't really complain. I've had some great trips.
That is too cool. Now, working with Deal or No Deal, I know Howie Mandel, first of all, he's a creative genius. And I can only imagine what it's like watching him when the camera's turned off, because he's never turned off, is he?
He's not. He is a really, really nice guy, very polite. You know, very family-oriented, very proper. I mean, he is just nice as can be, but, I mean, he's fun, too.
Is he? What's one of the funniest things he's done around the set?
I don't know. I mean, his OCD always keeps us entertained. You know, he was videotaping with one of the girls had a camera, and he was running around with the camera videotaping everybody, and then he saw her sneeze. And he dropped the camera and was like, oh, my gosh, and took off running to go wash his hands. So.
That's right, because he doesn't shake hands, does he?
He doesn't shake hands, no. But he'll laugh at himself the whole way there. He's like, oh, my gosh, what do? I have to wash my hands. Are you sick?
Are you sick? That is awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay, so now, being that you are one of the case models, I assume that the producers are constantly giving you instructions on when and where to open the cases. I mean, because I was watching just recently, and I got to say, I love the fact Deal or No Deal has the three $1 million prizes in there.
Wasn't that fun?
That is awesome. And I saw that one lady that had the million in her case, but she ended up walking away with like $124,000.
Oh, that happens more often than you know.
Oh, man. Now, when they say to you, okay, Brooke, open the case, you know, I see the look on your guys' face, and it's kind of like you guys are going, I don't know if I want to. I mean, do you ever just get that feeling like, I don't want to open it?
Sometimes, I mean, they tell us when to open it, so we do have to wait a little while, but sometimes, I mean, the pressure is just so much, and you look at this wonderful contestant that you grow to like over the hours that we're filming, and you're just like, God, I do not want to open this because I don't want to be the bad news, and you're just so nervous. So when you open it and you see if you have good or bad, that's when it really gets tough. Once you peek, you know the answer, and nobody else knows yet, and you're just like, oh, I see this number. You're not going to like me.
Now, is there a light that, like, I mean, how do they cue you to open the case? Do you have, like, a red or green light, like, way up off in the sky that you can see, or?
How did you know? We have a blue light.
I'm smart like that.
You are smart. I don't think I've ever even told people that. Yeah, it's a blue light that flashes, and that lets us know when we can open the case.
Right there, secrets from Deal or No Deal revealed.
The inside scoop behind the scenes.
So what you got coming up with, any projects or anything like that you got going, Brooke?
Yeah, actually, did a spot in the movie The Comebacks.
Oh, cool.
That, you know, is out on Thursday, and that was a lot of fun. I play Matthew Lawrence's fantasy girl, and we had a lot of fun shooting that film. And also we have a breast cancer episode coming out on Friday, so we did a whole print campaign for that. There were 11 of us from the show that did a print ad that's out. I know it's in Us Weekly right now. It's coming out in a ton of magazines, including Oprah's Magazine and, you know, Home and Garden, and we did a... 100% of the proceeds from buying the clothes that they have, the apparel on Ford's Warriors in Pink website goes to the Fight for the Cure. So that's something that we've done recently that's out and about.
Awesome. And where's the what's the website on that again?
It's off of the Ford website. It's their Warriors in Pink campaign.
There we go. Thank you so much. Brooke from Deal or No Deal. You might know her as case model number 15.
Yeah. Oh, and also this week, Friday night, we're, the breast cancer episode, people can win from home not only $10,000, but also a limited edition Ford Warriors in Pink Mustang.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, it's a good week.
Deal or No Deal. Got to be watching it. Thank you so much, Brooke. It was good
Thank
to have you on the
you.
Show.
All right, bye-bye.
We'll talk to you later.